listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, bringing you this program, The True Word, along with my wife, my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker, and also in our audience tonight, this morning we have our sister pastor, Gloria Williams, who will join us today. And we can be reached at 772-774-431 at First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And you can go to our website, and the website is www.church5.com. And our Sunday school start at 10:30 on Sunday mornings, and our Sunday morning service start at 11 a.m., and our Bible study start at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. You can also hear us on Blog Talk Radio on Sunday morning at 11:30, and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Vernon Whitaker. And also, if you would like to give us a donation or keep this program on the air, you can send us a donation at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And our email address, if you want to send us an email, our prayer request is firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we would like to thank Robert Joseph, Pharmacy, for being an underwriter of this program, The True Word of God. They are located at 10163 U.S. Highway 1 in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34952. And you can reach them at 772-332-7040 for all your medical needs. Now, we're going to continue with how to kill the flesh. And our scripture was coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the body, you shall live. We got to be able to understand what Paul is telling us, that we need to put our flesh and we need to kill our flesh each and every day. Every morning that I get up, I have to kill the flesh, because I understand that it's a process that we must go through in order to kill the flesh. The flesh must die daily in order for us to live righteous and holy. I know sometimes we come in with the understanding that once I'm saved, everything will be all right. But let me tell you what Satan does. He will fool you and let you think everything all right. Because if you look at the Bible, when Jesus was tempted with Satan for 40 days, what he did, the Bible says he left him for a season. So that means that he was coming back. So every day that we must kill the flesh. If we want to live, we must live through the Spirit of God. We must allow our flesh to be subject to the Spirit of God. And here what Paul is saying, that we need to put down a whole lot of stuff. So let's go to a Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 5 and see what some of the things that we need to put down. See some of the things that we need to kill in our flesh. And it says, mortify therefore your members which is upon the earth. Fornication. We need to kill fornication. Uncleanliness. Inordination of affection. Evil conscience. Covetousness, which is ours. So we need to kill a whole lot of stuff in our lives in order for us to live right. And what I was understood and what they told me when I was born, I never was born a Christian. We were born upon the sin. We were born in sin. Why? Because man Adam, when he said. So we need to be able to clear. So now, I'm going to ask the panel, how can we kill the flesh? What things that we need to do in order to kill the flesh? Could somebody answer that for me, please? Because somebody out there might need to understand and need to know how to kill their flesh.
First of all, I'm looking at the word mortify.
Yes.
And mortify means to put to death.
Put to death.
I know we've been discussing this for the past couple of weeks, yes. But putting the death of the flesh.
Yeah.
You know, anything that my flesh desires that is not right of Christ, then I must kill it. Because if I have a sinful nature, if I'm lusting, if I'm married and I'm lusting after another woman's husband and I'm married, then that tells me that what? I'm in sin.
Yes.
Then my spirit man ought to chastise me because of what? Because I am doing something that is against God's nature.
Yes.
That's if I'm filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And if I was filled with the Holy Ghost, I have no reason to be lusting after another woman's husband.
Yes.
Or let's reverse that. Another man shouldn't be lusting after another woman.
Yes.
That is one part of killing the flesh.
Yes.
We have to be saved. We have to know who we are in Christ.
Yes.
We have to, just like you say, we have to preach. I mean, not preach, but we have to pray each and every day, because he says what? Paul says what? My flesh die daily. This is a daily walk.
Yes.
You know, just because I woke up this morning, I still woke up in sin.
Yes.
Sin is still there to entice me.
Present.
It will catch you off guard if you're not ready.
Yes.
So I must what? Pray.
Pray.
And stay steadfast in the word of Christ so that my natural man will die and my spiritual man can continue to be where it is, and I'm supposed to do what? Grow in Christ.
Yes. Yeah. Pastor Williams, now how can you explain this tell someone who's trying to come to Christ and they are in some of these situations, how can you tell them how to kill their flesh? I mean, what must they do? How can they kill that desire? What it is, it's nothing but a desire to have something. And sometimes when we get addicted to some things, because we have that strong desire. So the basic what we're trying to tell somebody, how can a person kill that desire?
We have to constantly deny the desires of the flesh. We deny what our flesh want to do.
Yes.
And we know that we have them. If we're saved, we still have desires that's ungodly. And how we put it to death, we deny it constantly in prayer and fasting and asking the Holy Ghost to help us to deny that flesh.
Yeah, so now how can you deny that flesh when it's have such a strong urge or such a strong hold upon you? Because you look at alcoholic, a drug addict, they really want to get rid of it, but yet that stronghold is so strong. It has such a grip upon them. So how can we tell somebody how to break that stronghold? What do they need to do in order to break that stronghold? What power does they need to break that stronghold? Who they need to go to help them to overcome that situation?
Number one, we got to realize that we can't do it in the flesh.
Yes.
We can't do it on our own. We need some help.
Yes.
And God has sent the Holy Spirit back here as our helper.
Yes.
If we would invite him to come in after we receive Jesus in our life, invite the Holy Spirit to come in to lead and guide us. And actually, that's why he's here, to help us.
Yes.
And that's the only way we can overcome it. I know they have these 12-step programs and these 2 and 3 step programs that you can do, say just do it. You can't just do it.
Yes.
Because the devil has power whether you believe it or not.
Yes.
And many people say the devil does not have power.
Yes.
He does.
Yes.
And if you don't have the Holy Spirit operating in your life, he can overcome you.
Yes. So in other words, instead of going to a 12 step, all you need is 1 step. We're going to come on a 1 step program. Come on, somebody. Come on, church. You got a 1 step. And that 1 step is going to Jesus. Now, Pastor, I know we minister to a lot of young folks and a lot of older folks, but yet they come and they have this strong desire. And they always ask, well, how can I overcome? What must I do? You know, it's like the men when Peter was preaching to him, and they wanted to be saved. What they say, well, sirs, what must we do?
Well, here in Colossians, verse 1 through 4, Paul exhorts the Colossians mm-hmm. to seek the things that are above mm-hmm. and set their minds on heavenly things.
Yes.
Why? Because we must, we have to die, not physically, but figuratively to the sin and to the old life. Mm-hmm. And our old lives are now hidden with Christ mm-hmm. in God. We have to know who we are. If this is the case, then what are we to do? The only way the believer whose life is hidden with Christ can be heavenly minded is if he puts to death those things that are earthly mm-hmm. in us. Again, we should not understand the contrast between heavenly and earthly
mm-hmm.
as to a means we should have our heads in the clouds
mm-hmm.
and our feet off the ground, mm-hmm. as the expression goes. He is so heavenly minded that he's no earthly good.
Yes.
So if I'm up there, nobody can reach me.
Yes.
How can I
That's right.
bring you to Christ?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
You have to be humble.
You have to be humble
in this walk.
Yes.
You have to be able to relate to people's mm-hmm. struggles and pains mm-hmm. of what they're trying to go through in order to reach heaven,
yes.
or to reach what we call dying, killing
yes.
the flesh.
Killing the flesh. Mm.
If I haven't gone through mm-hmm. anything,
yes,
then I can't tell you how to overcome something.
Yes. Yeah.
I have to have mm-hmm. gone through to see what you're saying to me. It's a legitimate thing. And a lot of people get criticized
yes.
for that.
Yes.
They get beat up. This
yes.
is what, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean by, you know, we can't be so heavenly mm-hmm. minded that we're no earthly good.
Yeah. Yeah. So and put all this in a nutshell, still us thinking about the things of this world, we should be thinking about the things of what God has given us. So our mindset and our attitude have to be always on the spiritual things. And how do we go by putting our mind on the spiritual thing? So now let's help somebody to understand this. The next time you pass by your Bible, knock some of the dust off it. Because you know we maybe have 2 or 3 inches of dust on it. But get the dust off it. Pick up your Bible. Sit down. Open up the Word of God.
Take it off the bookshelf. Yes.
And read
yes.
the Word of God.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Just begin to read and sit down and meditate on the Word of God. And if you don't understand it, it's very simple. Say, Lord, help me to understand your Word.
Yes.
I don't understand.
That's right.
Then the Spirit of God will come in and give you the revelation of the Word of God. Now some of y'all who may be riding down in your automobile, sometimes if you could just listen to a preacher or play a song, or sometimes just turn your music off and just meditate on the Word of God. Say, Lord, what can I do? How can I improve myself, Lord? Lord, I'm not here to show myself approved to any man, but Lord, I want to prove myself to you. Lord, what must I do?
Pastor, I just want to interject something. People feel that they don't know how to pray.
Yes.
It's not in the matter of praying. All you have to do is talk to Jesus.
Mouth.
Open up your mouth and tell yes. him what's on your mind.
Yes.
That's called a communication
yes.
between you and God.
Mm.
This is the only way. God already knows the heart,
mm-hmm.
but all he wants you to do is to confess it with your mouth.
Yes.
So once we open up and confess,
mm-hmm.
then that's where he'll be able to mm-hmm. help you.
Yes.
He will send somebody to you.
Mm.
He will clarify it in a word.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he even clarify it in a song.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
He goes to the heart of the matter.
Yes.
He goes to whatever mm. is going to reach you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he reaches us.
Yes. Mm.
So it's in the subtle things of life that God transform himself.
Yes.
To make it plain and make it clear. It's not hard.
Yes, yes.
We say prayer, but prayer is not hard.
Prayer is
just talking to Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Telling him all about your
yes,
troubles.
Yes.
Telling him how dirty, how nasty mm. you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what it is, if we want to slide this thing just a little further, but let's park the bus right here for a moment and hold up. But the whole thing is about regeneration. And regeneration is rethinking and changing my attitude. So what I used to look at in the world, guess what? It have no effect on me. Until God allow his spirit to get on the inside of us, because the Bible says the spirit dwells with us, and the Spirit dwell within us. Until we get the Word of God on the inside. See, what happened? We need something that need to get on the inside. Come on now, church, and purge us. Help us with our desire. So Pastor William, now, how can you explain this or help somebody to have a new change of heart so that they can have a new mind frame and be regenerated and think of the heavenly things and not their earthly things?
One scripture admonishes us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm. And if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Mm. Now, we can be saved, but mm-hmm. we need to go a little further.
Come on now.
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
And how
yes.
do we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
We invite him to come in. Mm. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman.
Yes.
He will not force himself on you like the devil or demons will do, mm-hmm. but we have to invite him. Mm. And once we invite him in, he will come in, and he'll start leading us and guiding us and teaching us and correcting us. Now, if you don't want to be corrected of your sin, you don't invite the Holy Spirit in, because that's part of his job to help us get things right before God.
Yeah, yeah. So in other words, I need the Spirit of God on the inside of me so that will help me to get rid of my craving for the desires that I have.
Yeah.
So once I get the Spirit in, and once I begin to kill these cravings, now, come on somebody, now I'm killing my flesh daily. So every day I get up, I need to invite the Spirit to come in on the inside, walk with me, talk with me, go with me, no matter where I go. I still need the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Not just get up in the morning time and leave him at home, or leave him in the car, or leave him in the church. But wherever I go, I need the Spirit of God to be with me.
Amen.
So I need to be joined to his help, and he needs to be joined to my help. So wherever I go, I always have that correction. Come on now. I understand what you're saying, Pastor. I understand what you're saying, Pastor, that we need to be corrected wherever we go.
Yes.
That's right.
That's going to help me to kill that desire. So that will help me kill that. So when I get into those places and being tempted, guess what? I got something that will talk to me and tell me and convict me of my wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So when it convict me, then if I have the power, then what I do? I back away from those temptations.
Mm-hmm.
So we trying to help somebody's going through some trials and tribulation right now. So you really need to allow the Spirit of God to come in. I know some people say the Spirit of God, but I like to say the Holy Ghost. You let the Holy Ghost come in and guide and lead you. Because Jesus said, when I leave, I'm going to leave you another comforter that will teach you, guide you, and lead you in all things.
I just want to interject on something, Apostle, that the Lord has put on my heart right now, that there are ministers of the gospel that are suffering, that are going through.
Yes.
They're seeking after God's word, but then they're suffering with some type of addiction or some type of a stronghold that have them, and they cannot fully commit to Christ. There's somebody out there that's struggling with alcoholism, but yet and still sexual. you're getting there, and you're getting up and you're preaching the word of God how to be saved, but yet and still you got a struggle, that stronghold have you. There's somebody out there that is struggling with cigarettes. There's somebody out there that is struggling with a drug addiction. There's somebody out there that's suffering with sexual desires, pornography. You're suffering with these things, but you're suffering in private. But God said, give it to me. And if
you give it to me,
I will do the healing.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to want to be healed in order to allow the Holy Spirit to come in
and
cleanse your mind, cleanse your spirit. Because every attack begins with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So God said, I want to get into the mind and I want to change those things. Have you rethinking so that you can be saved for real and stop trying to do this thing on your own. He said, what? Give it to me. Bring it to the altar. Sometimes we got to learn how to bend a knee.
Because
we're dealing with our own struggles. There's a lot of things that we're struggling with as leaders in the church. There's so many things. So you don't know that you're sending subliminal messages out to your congregation. Your congregation, they pick up what you're sending out, these messages. So guess what? It's falling on the people in the pews. So when they're when they can't get rid of the things that they're struggling with, so then guess what? It falls back on you as a leader. That's why we have to be so careful. And when we're over people, when God appoints us to be over people, sometimes it's not so much God appointing us to be over people. Man appoints you to be over people. So if even if man appoints you, you're still accountable to the people that you're preaching to. So we have to learn how to get ourselves right first.
So Pastor, what you're saying is that there's a lot of leaders don't realize that they still can be tempted. It's a lot of leaders. It calls you a pastor, because you are an apostle, a prophet. That don't mean that you are immune to sin.
Exactly.
So we can fall just like anybody else fall. So I have to get up every day, and I'm talking to the leaders now. You got to get up every day and allow the Spirit of God into your life, so that when you get up before the congregation, they can see you living a life that God has called you to live. So we got to be careful in what we do. If we not filled with the Spirit of God, come on somebody, then the desires will come in. Because I need a stronger power. And the Bible says that there's greater that he is in you. Come on somebody. In the world.
That's in the world.
But if ain't nothing in you, Pastor William, how can you overcome?
You can't. No way you can do it.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. And there's leaders that are falling daily.
Yes. Oh, man.
They're falling daily. Why? Because they have issues. That they don't want to give to God, or they don't want to let go.
Yes.
You have to let go of what issues you're struggling with. Leaders need somebody to go to and to talk to.
That's the problem, Pastor.
And they don't, they feel because they are a leader, they can't talk to anybody because they're going to be ostracized. They're going to be put down. So you know, how can I be a leader and I'm struggling with this issue, but I'm talking to somebody else, and I'm supposed to be, you know, this big person. People look up to me. But you have to humble yourself. You have to talk to somebody. You have to release this thing. If you don't want to trust man, then I know somebody that you can trust. That's God.
Pastor William, I know you've been preaching for a long time. You know, like, how can we as leaders keep ourselves from getting into these situations? How can we as leaders keep ourselves humble when people's always patting us on the back and always telling how good we can preach, and always telling that you did this and you did that, so that those desires won't come in, and how can we just as a leader kill our flesh?
Number one, we need to keep in mind you're the target that the devil wants to get hold to.
Because you're the leader.
And if you kill the head, the tail gonna follow right behind the dead head. You know what I mean? So what kind of prayer life do you have?
Oh, come on, Pastor.
What kind of prayer life? How much time do you spend with God?
Okay.
Or you just get in the Bible because you got to preach Sunday? You reading the word? Are you doing the word? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? God has a formula for us to kill the flesh. And if we read his word, it tells us what to do.
Yes, you know.
We got to be filled with the Spirit. Won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Lust of the flesh. So in other words, as I'm a leader, I still have to have my relationship with Jesus Christ. As I'm a leader, and how can I get somebody else delivered when I'm not delivered myself? And Pastor, what you're saying, because there's a lot of leaders still not delivered. So it's hard for them to deliver somebody else when they're going through the same situation that somebody else is going through. So in other words, our trials and tribulation and our tests that we go through is supposed to help somebody else go through. So like you say, how can you have a testimony if you ain't got no test?
That's right. And to Apostle, these leaders that are struggling, you know, it's okay to struggle, but you got to first admit that you got a problem.
Admit it.
The help is there,
but you got to admit. It's always there.
That's why God assigned us people
to help you.
To help.
Yes.
You know, leaders have to have somebody that they are accountable to. So that they can help them when in the fall.
That's right.
And it's okay to fall as long as you get yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep on going.
Keep going.
Because I don't want to preach this gospel, die, and go to hell.
That's right.
And somebody else's soul is saved.
That's right.
And then I got to go before Christ, and Christ tell me, depart from me, I know you not.
Come on. You workers of iniquity. Come on.
So we have to get it right down here. This is our practice ground.
Yes.
So leaders, you all out there that are struggling, I encourage you. Don't be so proud where you can't humble go yourself to somebody.
Yes.
Humble yourself down.
Yes.
Talk to somebody.
Talk to somebody.
In closing.
So Pastor, I see you on fire today. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to shout hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh my, I like that.
Amen.
So we can always be reached at 772-777-4431 or 561-718-2361. And don't forget, our Sunday morning Sunday school start at 10:30. Our morning service start at 11:30. Our Bible study is at 7:30 on Wednesday night. And you can always go to our website, which is churchfire.com. Send us an email if you want us to pray for you. And that's firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we want to thank Robert Joseph, Red Med Pharmacy. They can be located at, reached at 772-333-2740. I just want to say, praise the Lord. And this is my new motto. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. And I say it again, and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the True Word of God.
Inviting you to tune into WCNO Monday through Friday at 6:45 a.m. for Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church. Join Pastor Jerry for a service Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at ChristFamilyChurch.net. And remember, keep the faith.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned and operated business that rents deluxe RVs for music events, weddings, racing events, and more. Antioch RV Rentals can deliver to your site, set up the RV, and train you on its operation, and take the setup down and away when your event is over. More information about Antioch RV Rentals is available at AntiochRVRentals.com, or Scott is available at 561-503-0811.
Present.